This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 22nd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday 5, or 5 big stories of the week. Before we start, pray for the people in the Pacific Northwest and Northern California. They're expecting some heavy weather beginning Sunday, a bomb cyclone. Conditions in the atmosphere aligning to bring a lot of rain to California over the next week, a lot of rain. And many of those areas, California, Oregon, Washington, where they've had fires recently, not enough ground cover to hold the soil in place. So look for flooding and mudslides out west beginning Sunday night and into early next week. Pray for the people out west. Topic number 5 this week, dark winter. We told you this week about energy bills here in the United States going up this winter. You want to keep your heating bills in check. It doesn't look like that's going to happen this year. The Energy Information Administration issued a report in October saying that the winter fuels outlook is trending sharply higher. Nearly half of American households use mainly natural gas to heat their homes. We can expect our bills to go up about 30% on average over last year, even if it's a warmer winter than average. Still expect your bills to be up about 22% over previous years. If it's colder than average, even higher. In addition, propane costs expected to rise by about 54%. Heating oil costs up 43%. Now, compounding things this winter is the ongoing supply chain crisis. The massive backlog of cargo at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, the two ports of entry for goods coming from China, which sadly is where many of our consumer goods come from here in the United States. In October of last year, the EPA reached a settlement with California's Air Resource Board to essentially shut down tractor trailer rigs that don't meet California's new tougher emission standards. That means about half of America's truckers can no longer get to the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach to move cargo containers. And that's why we've got 500,000 cargo containers backed up in California right now, because most trucks just don't meet California standards. One week ago, President Biden, Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary, met with the heads of the ports and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. They've agreed to run the ports 24/7 to get the cargo off the ships, because the optics of having all those ships just at anchor 40 miles out to sea waiting to get into port looked bad. It looked bad. But just as bad are the sight of cargo containers being stacked up in residential neighborhoods around the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles now, because there's no place, there's no room left at the ports to stack containers. We need to make an exemption to get those trucks to the ports to get the cargo to the rest of America. This is a government-created problem, as is topic number 4, vaccinate or terminate. Talked about that this week. This is affecting public safety now. And we don't just mean the 20% of active duty military personnel who face discharge because they've not yet complied with the vaccine mandates. The American Ambulance Association warned leaders in the House and Senate that the nation's EMS system is close to collapse because of a workforce shortage. Now, this is a long-term problem that's been building for the last 10 years, but add to that the threat of get the shot or be fired. And we're looking at serious problems with responses to 911 calls. And what's making this even worse is that you've got firefighters and police officers who are choosing to leave their jobs rather than comply with the vaccine mandate. We talked about this. Hundreds of firefighters in Los Angeles have filed a notice to sue the city. In Seattle, firefighters, police officers turning in their boots. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says he won't enforce the mandate because he'd be too shorthanded to protect the public. In Chicago, up to 35% of Chicago's police officers may leave the force. We'll see who blinks first, the police or Mayor Lightfoot. But the state of Indiana this week, Republican Senator Mike Braun saying, hey, come to Indiana. We have forces that are hiring here and we'll welcome you with open arms. And then we learned that this week, personnel at Los Alamos National Laboratory faced termination for not taking the vaccine. Dozens of scientists, nuclear engineers, project managers, research technicians, and others, highly skilled individuals, some of whom have worked there for decades, face termination if they don't comply. They've been protesting outside the facility. Associated Press underscoring that it would be difficult to replace these people in the short term. No kidding. It's a very specific and very unique set of skills that they possess. And this is over a vaccine against a virus that is 99.7% survivable, according to the infection fatality rates based on the data. Topic number three, boosters forever. Talked about this week, the FDA approving the rollout of Moderna's mRNA booster shots. They did this a week ago Thursday by a vote of 19-0. But again, based on, according to one member of the vaccine advisory panel for the FDA, a gut feeling rather than, and I quote now, really, truly serious data, end quote. Now, this is not coming from right-wing anti-vax conspiracy theory website. This is Wall Street Journal reporting that the study on which the FDA panel ruled was a small study with mixed results. But they voted for it anyway, because according to Patrick Moore, professor of molecular genetics and biochemistry at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, member of the panel, the data itself is not strong, but it is certainly going in the direction that is supportive of this vote, end quote. As I said the other day, not exactly a ringing endorsement. The FDA also announced this week it's okay to mix and match your booster shots. So regardless of whether you've been vaccinated with the Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine here in the U.S., you can just go ahead and get one of the other ones as a booster. That's probably fine. I mean, you know, attenuated virus, mRNA, it's all the same, right? The science. Pfizer sent out a press release Thursday morning touting the success of its booster, claiming 95% effectiveness for the booster, meaning it's 95% effective preventing disease in people who've already been vaccinated. Now, that was the same number they quoted when they sent out their first press release last November about the initial vaccine trial. So what happened to the 95% effectiveness of that vaccine? I mean, if the new booster is 95% effective in people who've already been vaccinated, what happened to the effectiveness of the original two vaccine injections? It's gone. The bottom line here is if you've been vaccinated, prepare to be booster jabbed forever. Topic number two, building back better. It's not just a slogan, it's a way of life. And world leaders doing their best to make this a reality. Talked about the $3.5 trillion spending plan proposed by the White House and backed by Democrats in the House of Representatives. In a Twitter thread earlier this week, the Republican Study Committee shared some of the highlights, or lowlights, depending on your perspective, of this proposal, including free college for illegal immigrants, $8 billion to establish something called the Civilian Climate Corps, which sounds more like green shirt climate cops, $5 billion for environmental and climate justice block grants, environmental justice, climate justice, fixing racist roads and bridges by including a $4 million fund for grassroots organizations to tear down, rebuild, or otherwise alter infrastructure deemed racist. Racist infrastructure. And $80 billion to hire new IRS agents to spy on every bank account in America. Now, Democrats have backed off from the plan to monitor every bank account with at least $600 in it, or do $600 worth of transactions in a year, because that would be pretty much everybody. They're raising that limit now to $10,000 over the course of a year, which again is pretty much everybody who's got a bank account. This is not about reining in tax cheats among the wealthy. This is about spying on all of our financial transactions. Let's just be real about this. But President Biden and Democrats in the United States are not alone. This is happening around the world. This is the fulfillment of prophecy as they're trying to push us back to Babel toward a one-world government. Other world leaders, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau, Pope Francis this week, using that phrase, building back better, as he addressed the world meeting of popular movements, calling on world leaders to start handing out universal basic income, basically a call for global socialism, the Great Reset, in other words, asking big tech companies to censor more content. The leader of the largest Christian denomination on planet Earth calling on unaccountable big technology companies to clamp down on free speech. It is a return to Babel. Interestingly now, Wednesday night, President Trump announced his new venture, which ought to make liberal heads explode. That is his new social media platform called Truth Social, expected to launch in 2022. Should be interesting. Coming up, China's rocket. That's ahead on the Friday Five.
Anasazi, very mysterious culture. Why would they need to build things, you know, 40, 50 feet up in the air? Why did they suddenly vanish and no one really knows what happens to them?
They were very mysterious because they appeared to have had some advanced knowledge regarding astronomical phenomena. And also, they disappeared. They suddenly disappeared from the Earth.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. With the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ, your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one this week on the Friday Five, one that has not gotten enough attention here, China's new toy. Report in the Financial Times says that China has tested a new nuclear-capable hypersonic glide vehicle that goes into space, orbits the Earth, and then makes a run through the atmosphere toward its target, zigging and zagging at a high rate of speed and coming from unpredictable directions. It could attack, for example, by coming across the South Pole, whereas here in the United States, we've assumed that any missile attack against us would come from Russia over the North Pole. So most of our defenses and early warning systems are pointed that way instead of towards the south. This trial flight was said to have occurred in August. The Fractional Orbital Bombardment System, or FOBS it's called, took the American military establishment by surprise, according to five sources who talked to the Financial Times. This hypersonic glide vehicle, even if it's not equipped with a nuclear weapon, would carry such kinetic energy, the force of its impact when it hit a target would be absolutely devastating. It could make a very long maneuvering flight through the atmosphere, and again, at such a high rate of speed that, according to sources, there really is no defense against it at this point. China's denying its existence, saying, well, we're just testing a new delivery system to, you know, subspace orbit, just like you guys are doing with Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Richard Branson. Just be aware and come quickly, Lord Jesus. Well, 1 week ago, our countdown launched. This is the new virtual conference from Defender, our new Defender virtual conference from Skywatch TV. It includes the premiere of the documentary that explodes the myths around the UFO disclosure movement, The Great Delusion. Josh Peck, award-winning filmmaker, doing a masterful job putting this together and using interviews with the several brothers who've gone home to be with the Lord now, including Chuck Missler, Chris Putnam, Russ Dizdar, Noah Hutchings, Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, also in the film, Nick Pope, former official with the U.K. Ministry of Defense, many others. You get that along with more than two dozen presentations from cutting-edge speakers like Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, authors of the best-selling book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Tyler Gilreath, author of the excellent book, Gospel Over Gods, David Heavener, Dr. Judd Burton, talking about vampires and their biblical the biblical basis for interpreting vampires. Just a lot of great information, especially at this time of year, and it's available through January 15th. So you still have the bulk of the three-month viewing period. Binge watch them on your schedule. Watch them as often as you like, in whatever order you like. You can find out more and sign up today at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. This week, we talk about the three new programs launched by Skywatch TV. In addition to our flagship weekly program, we now have a women's show like no other, Simply His, featuring Catherine Horn, Nita Horn, Donna Howell, and Allie Anderson, a health program that talks about God's, the things that God has placed here on earth to help us be as healthy as we can be. It's tough to serve our King when we don't feel well enough to get up and get off the couch. That is Return to Eden, hosted by Cherise Parton, and of course the new program, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Sharon and I in the middle of a four-week series with Timothy Alberino. Those are the new programs. We talk about that on this week's edition of Skywatch TV. It'll be broadcast around the world tonight, thanks to our partners at Daystar Television. But you can find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program online at skywatchtv.com/channels. Tell your friends about it. If they have never heard of us, they can catch us on a local Christian television station or network, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and we will broadcast on your schedule whenever you click the remote, or better yet, get our free mobile app. Add that to your smartphone or tablet. You not only get all of our video content, including these five-day weekly or weekday news updates, you'll also get news the mainstream media wants you to miss. Tom Horn keeps releasing excerpts from books by Defender Publishing. He's just posted part 48 of Zeitgeist 2025 and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. All of that, whether it's an iOS or Android device, you've got even Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have apps for all of those, and we've got, to make it easy, links to those app stores at skywatchtv.com. Just look for the link in the top menu bar there at the website. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.